All right, here we are. Last break of the day on this first day of mentoring camp, Steve.
Yeah.
And you're cooking meat already this early?
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
Barbecuing for the boys.
Yeah, the boys come in today.
I'm not barbecuing for the boys.
That ain't for the boys. Uh-huh. That's for him and his crew.
They better not come out here.
Well,
I'm a mile and a half from the camp through the woods.
Oh. Well, you
I got to ride four-wheelers to get to my place.
That's
yeah, you got to come through. You walk through here at night. You got to be a special individual. If your name, last name ain't Boone, I don't suggest you do that. Daniel, to be exact.
Daniel Boone.
No, it ain't no light out here. It's Black Dog.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
Okay.
There's some stuff come out at night out here, boy.
Like what? Like,
I mean, you know, it's wildlife out here.
Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Yeah.
We in like, Georgia. Where have you seen a damn antelope?
I don't know.
Antelope?
Like, what? You said it's some stuff.
Those would be deer, Shirley.
Oh,
little
dear.
Damn antelopes. Oh. What is you talking about?
Well, hey.
Why is your city ass talking?
It was just a question. I didn't know.
Well, why would you even ask for antelopes, though?
Your dope kicking in
turn
strong.
It, turn, yeah,
hard,
turn
brother.
It down.
Wait a minute. Antelopes? Y'all don't find this shocking.
Okay.
Where the deer and the antelope play. Okay. They say that in the song.
The song wasn't about it.
You know where that song is referring to, Shirley? It ain't Georgia.
Oh, okay. Where home on the range. Home on the range.
Home on the range. This ain't a range.
Oh, it's a ranch.
You trying to fix it? Go, Shirley.
Stretch it, Shirley. Stretch
get it.
Anyway, you know, let me just say this to you.
You are such haters.
Y'all know they so mean.
Just in closing, let me say this to everybody. The purpose of this mentoring camp is to change the lives and the directions of young men. Now, you don't have to be famous. You don't have to have money. You don't have to be any level of success. You just have to know what it is to be a man. I don't care what your job title is. I don't care what your position in life is. I don't care how much money you make. If you can grab one boy that you see that may be going the wrong way or could just use some advice, if you just stop him and pull him to the side, man, you can make a huge difference in this young man's life. Everybody can be a mentor. You don't have to come to my camp to be a mentor. You don't have to be any of that. You don't have to do any of that to be a mentor. Just grab a boy and change his life. Tell him, I say, hey, look, man, you know how I stop a lot of young dudes? I used to see him in the airport and I used to go, hey, man, you look like you're going to be something. Pull your pants up. Let me talk to you. Man, that little dude, man, just started tucking his shirt up. Man, Steve Harvey talking to me. I said, yeah, man, tighten your belt up so we can talk. He, without question, he just, man, what you finna tell me? I just said, look, man, I see some potential in you. What you trying to be? Huh? I said, I see some potential in you. What are you trying to be? I said, hey, man, let me give you a little bit of advice. And I just started talking to him from there. If you see a dude on your block, man, and he just always seemed like he going the wrong way, just say, young man, can I talk to you for a minute? Listen, if you ever want to talk to somebody, come by my house. This is my number. Call me. You're welcome. Just ring my doorbell, man. I want to sit down and share some stuff with you. And just start talking to him about manhood. Talk to him about some of the mistakes you made along the way. You know, tell him some of your experiences about manhood, about girls, about making decisions, good and bad. That, you know, that choices is always going to be in front of him, and it's up to him to make the right decision. You can change somebody's life by merely doing that. We have an obligation. We have a problem in our community that only we can solve. The government is not coming. They're not. This current administration could care less. And then with the politics, can I tell you something? No administration has really cared about us. Not a single one. So this is a problem that we can take care of ourselves, but it's going to take all of us, all us men in here, to become better at it. If you are a father and you are not active in your child's life, please, man, make a phone call and start the process. Now, there may be some healing that's got to go on. It might have to be an exchange of words that's got to go on. But, man, at the end of the day, your son, your daughter, would like to know that you care. They really do. So every man that's out there that's a father, on this coming Father's Day, make a move. Make a move to be what God created you to be. Make a move to fatherhood. If you are not active in your child's life, This Father's Day, get active. Let that be your mission today. Because if I could just get every father that was a father to just be a daddy, I wouldn't have to spend this money and this time trying to change these boys around. Because every one of these boys got a father somewhere, every last one of them. So my question to you is, where are you, fathers? Where are we? Now, I got, man, that circumstances happen, and I ain't judging you. I know, man, that life just happens. I know sometimes, man, the mother makes it awful challenging to get to these children. I know that. I know, man, they use that you ain't paid child support against you. I know that. I know, man, and y'all, women, y'all got to stop that, man, because a man don't have the money, man, don't mean he ain't got the time, and he don't know something that could be of value to your child. So if you stop using the children as pawns, that would be a great help. But fathers, take the initiative. Go through her mother, her grandmother, but find your way back to these boys. Find your way back to these girls. Make a difference, man. They deserve to know that you think of them, that you love them, that you sorry for the way things turned out, and start a relationship with your child today. For both your sons and your daughters, it'd be a great thing. That would be the best Father's Day gift you could give them. Quit waiting on somebody to give you something. You know they play a short on Father's Day. That's it. Y'all have a great weekend.